Zach Morris, Season 8, Episode 6.
It is the second anniversary.
Second anniversary. Show. Hey, congratulations.
Bruh, there you go. How about this?
Shaking 2 years, bro. 2 years.
Last year,
second year,
June 22nd is the exact date.
22nd.
Go figure, huh?
June.
Because we taped this 22nd. Show June 20th today.
Yes, I had a dream and now it's a nightmare.
So,
sleep time's
like
over.
Kanye album.
And thank you to all our sponsors.
Let's go with it. Look at this.
Original sponsor, Earl Kaimuki, Delicioso Sandwiches.
Was he down from day one or no? This was like around episode 5.
Well,
or
the
something.
Thing is, we've always talked about doing stuff. So when the podcast came about,
yes,
I was like, hey, you know what? I got this podcast. We can give you free advertisement.
Right. Da, da, da. And there you go.
And he's like, yep. So like, technically, not day one, but day 7.
It was all a dream.
Right.
There you go. I mean, look, 2016. Let's go back to that. Let's go back to the first episode, which was only an hour long.
Yeah. We don't know what we're doing.
It didn't have the European girl. We still don't know. Didn't have the European girl.
No. Nope. Thank you to Spell Wonder.
So if you guys are wondering, that European girl that comes on, Spell Wonder.
Yeah. You know where she's from, people? If, I don't know if we talked about
it. Oh, yes.
Where
online
is she from?
Online gaming.
That's right.
Talk to all kinds of people all over the world. And I put the word out there. I put on Facebook. Anybody know anybody with British accents?
Yeah.
Not too many replies.
Right.
But Spell Wanda, the designer, the illustrator, the graphic artist to the stars.
Pulled it off.
Cavett, I got some money.
Yeah.
Boom. We have no idea what this girl looks like, but beautiful voice.
Indeed.
Voice of Sleep Time's Over.
Can we find her again to get like an updated bunch of stuff? Does he still talk to her at all?
Oh, it matters if he's banging on those pads, you know?
Well, you know, a lot of banging going on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Pad banging.
Wow.
Wow.
All kind. We've been saying banging for a while on this show. Several episodes
banging.
In a row. Yes.
Slamming.
speaking of that, that phone with these said special effects has been there since day one.
Day one phone right here. Broken iPhone 5. You can see it. It's broken right here.
And if anyone's wondering where are these phone sounds are coming from, it's
DJ
from this
FX app.
There you go. There's a plug. There you have it. And another thing that we did on the first episode, which we're going to do later, is we talked about the Hawaii's Best Star Advertiser. You and I both have a copy this time.
Yeah, there you go.
This is probably one of the most ridiculous award booklets. It's not even like it's a book of everything.
Yeah.
Hawaii's Best Everything.
Yeah.
Voted by the old people.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres with a trumpet.
Yeah, look at what's up with this cover. You get
yoga.
You get a Haole guy.
Namaste.
You get a Haole Tanaka Tokyo guy. You got Ellen DeGeneres with a trumpet.
Oh, yeah, it's a Haole dude.
It's a Haole guy dude, Tanaka. Where did you see a Haole guy?
Wrong. But majority of them, I never
seen. You ain't seen no Haole guy in Tanaka Tokyo, bro. Come on. You saw Police Academy too. You saw. Oh,
it looked like he's on fire, actually.
Oh, you like stir fry? He looks like he's on fire. Then we got a piece of meat.
You know, is that Lambo? Is that Lamborghini?
Then we got some guys.
Green Lamborghini.
Green Lamborghini. Which I don't understand what the purpose of that green Lamborghini on the
green.
Cover.
Green.
A green one. The local people not driving anything green,
local
bro.
Local people, you need a Toyota.
So, we're going to go through this whole long thing. We did this last year.
Yeah.
2016. Coming full circle with this thing. So, any moments, any highlights from the past 2 years?
No, you know, we had Malika Lincoln. That was pretty awesome.
Malika Lincoln's been on.
That was, you know, and now she's all over web.
She's covering the lava?
She's on the ground with the lava.
Right.
You know, the millennial.
The resident millennial. If anyone's
wondering.
Yeah, she disappeared.
She beamed up at UFO at
she's still alive.
DC,
yeah, she's still alive. She's still alive. She just came from EDC.
Yeah.
It wasn't the most pleasant of experience.
Oh, wow.
So that's why she didn't want to come on to talk about it. So there's a little story.
Yeah,
Denise.
Yeah, Lacey Denise. Stat boy. We never knew who he was.
We had a stat boy position that was never filled.
Never filled. No, and you know, Size Wanda was on probation for Stat Boy.
Where is Size Wanda? Is he still
Nobody
alive?
Knows where Size Wanda wow. is.
Wow. Shout out to Size Wanda.
Him, he's at EDC.
He might be.
He's still there.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. A lot of reflecting going on. You're going to hear a lot of pauses on this show.
We have our mic situation got better. Our camera situation got better.
Right.
Thank you to all our sponsors.
We went from an iPad.
Yeah.
Then we went to a Pro Camera Hawaii camera.
Yeah. Shout out Pro Camera Hawaii.
Shout out to Pro Camera Hawaii.
Right.
And then we have this Canon camera.
Yes.
Which is an official video camera.
Only made possible through our sponsors. Honolulu Club, 7th floor. Right?
Yes.
Squared Barrels.
Let's look at how that evolved.
Hey.
You know, let's look at the sponsorship. Let's look at Pine and Jigger.
Yeah, Pine and Jigger, bro.
If you recall, last year, we did a one-year anniversary party at Pine and Jigger. Shout out to everybody who showed up for that.
Everybody showed up,
We took over pretty much half the joint.
Half the joint, and it did really well.
And it actually did really
for
well.
For a one-year podcast.
We
How's
had a
that?
Million guests.
I mean, you could
right?
Talk. Yeah.
We had Just Jera. Who was our first guest ever on the show.
Yeah, we didn't even have a guest planned. She walked by.
She just walked by and she just talked any kind.
It was serendipitous to be walking by again.
Which just created the formula of the show of just any kind. You never know what's going to happen.
Any kind.
And she was there. We had Blaze Sato.
Blaze
Sato. Bandana Sato was there.
We had DJ Compose.
DJ Compose has been on. DJ
John
XL.
Truist, DJ XL was on. Oh, yeah.
DJ XL
was here.
Was there with Blaze.
That's right. Mono Dean was here.
Dean, the first 5 questions winner.
Yeah, yeah.
We had, of course, Creed Chameleon, IA.
IA. We had Navi.
Yes.
Super Groupers.
Il-Nomatic.
Yep. We had Mojo Barbershop.
They came on as well. Yeah. Robert Casimero,
yeah. Do you think that was like pretty much the highlight? Yeah.
I got to say, that was probably the best one.
Entertaining.
As far as like good fun. The most informative one, I got to say, though, was our show last week.
Right.
Mr. Rob DiMello. Yes.
Yeah.
Which has been, June is now the highest grossing downloaded month of all time. And we're not even done with June yet. So thank you everyone out there.
Yeah, everybody. You know, I mean, shoot, what do we say?
I don't know. What more can I say? Yeah, we're top billing.
Nice.
But it just keeps on rolling. Donna Mercado Kim.
That's right.
Future Senator.
Future, possibly.
So, you know, this is like a lot of reflecting and like, I don't know what we're doing here. Yeah, kissing our butt or what.
Any kind of stuff. We had my kids on the show.
Coltrane was
Coltrane
the kid
of the year.
We had Richie's versus Bob's Barbecue debate.
It's a big debate.
Yes.
People was getting up in arms.
A big vote on that one.
That was a great one, yeah.
Right. Shout out to Sky Cameron, the movie.
Sky Cameron, movie / wine guy.
Movie / wine
slash
guy.
Too much information guy. We had Capono.
Excited guy.
Grant Capono Cano.
The real estate
agent to the stars.
Exactly. Yes. And he had an episode. He was on an episode talking about the reality
of realty.
Gosh, say that 5 times.
Yeah.
So he was good. He was a good guest. He's still alive. He's still real.
He's still alive.
He's keeping
he's still alive and he's still real.
He's keeping
me,
it real.
Damn it. We had a wrestling special.
We had the wrestling special, yes. We had the wrestling quiz.
Shaw Hardy was here.
Ric Flair was here. We did a Survivor Series, which was probably the worst skit we ever did. With Jake the Snake Roberts and Sid and Razor, and it just was bad. You had Billy Conoy on here. I mean, remember that? You remember Billy Conoy showing up on this joint?
Maybe he'll come back.
Who knows who's coming and going, but a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we had weirdos come out.
A lot of weirdos.
We're still working on an outdoor camera, you know?
Yes.
The goal in life would be a little box right about here.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Is that possible to do?
And it shows the outside.
So we need staff on this show. We need like an assistant and then like a producer guy.
We need to figure out how to do that in camera thing.
Yes, and with that said, we needed a producer guy to help us with this.
Yeah.
We need friends, really.
We need friends. We don't got no friends. Huh?
Well, we'll talk about that. I got something to say about that.
Oh, nice, cereal. I mean, besides that, we'll reminisce throughout the show.
Yeah.
But let's just get into it. Well, weekly recap.
Let's get into what started it all.
Yeah.
The weekly recap. We talk about what we did. That's it.
That's all we did.
That's all we did. We talked a lot about sports and what we did.
Yeah.
And then it turned into Holly's. So let's look at it.
Ooh.
What happened to you?
Let's see. I went to Kona.
Okay. And why?
To a wedding.
Yes.
For the University of Hawaii's one of top all-time defensive backs. Richard Torres got married.
Oh, really?
To my wife's really good friend, Ja. So congratulations, Rich and John.
Oh, I did not know that that was Rich and
Torres. On the wedding up in Kona.
Yeah.
Kona, what? I don't know why anybody would live there. It's hot as hot.
Yeah.
He gets trapped in that between the vog and like, dude.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of vog. Right.
And every three times I've been there, always dumb hot. Even before. I don't understand why you live in Kona. I mean, probably people in Kona right now all mad right now. But give me a reason why you live in Kona. If you live in the mountains, brah, the mountain is beautiful. The ranch is up there, beautiful. But down low, in like the Waikiki equivalent, dude. Brah, no can. No can.
Okay, well, that begs the question.
Right.
Why do people move to the neighbor island then? Is it just because they're fed up with the city? Is that really it?
Well, the thing is, local people don't move to neighbor island. It's all the Howleys from the mainland.
So the Howleys are fed up with the city, so they're moving to there.
I guess so.
To be country.
Right, yeah.
So the local people
are there. Right?
They're just already there.
Yeah, so like people have family, local families, they're there, you know?
So you don't think there's a lot of people who born and raised in Oahu decide to move to Molokai?
Nah. I think it's local people born in the islands that they're at.
Yeah,
and that's it. You know, related.
Right.
But I don't know of any local people on Oahu who's like, you know what, I'll move to Big Island. Right?
Okay.
I mean, now that I'm older, I wouldn't mind buying a plot of land up there where I went to that ranch. Dude, it's beautiful, man. And just chilling, like.
You would buy a ranch? You would hang out at a ranch?
Yeah, I would hang out at a ranch.
Really? I see. I don't know about that. I mean,
hey, if you get internet, bro, throw me a mini ramp in there and a pool. I'm good, dude.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess.
But you know, I mean.
You okay with cleaning the hay?
No, see the thing.
Milk the cow?
It'd be a ranch. It'd be maybe a plot of land.
Like there's a plot of land?
3 acres, you know?
And what you gonna do in those acres?
Nah, the kind, make the kind.
I mean, the kind.
Strawberries.
You know how gross
strawberries. The kind, like, show you edamame.
You gonna make it that in there?
Yeah, grow to show you edamame.
You have a shovel?
I'll water them with the kind, show you.
Do you have garden equipment?
It's not hard to garden, bro.
I don't know, bro. Just saying.
I'm just saying. I would do that. I would go and get me a water catchment, solar.
Yeah.
You know, guns. Guns.
Wow, let's bring the guns. Yes.
I get guns. I can shoot any kind of stuff.
Throw your guns in the air. Okay. I learn something every day. I did not think
not
you would.
Not now, but maybe like when I'm like retired, 60 years old.
Really? You're just going to tell the family, you know what? It's time.
The kid's going to be old. I'm going to be like, you know
that's
what?
True.
I'm going Big Island.
That's true.
And by that time, hopefully, Late Sleepers is multi-billion-dollar. Run itself, fly to Oahu once a week, 2 times a week.
Oh, there you go.
Go back, go eat the kind of steak and eggs every day.
Talk to the MF Doom division.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Anyway, went to a wedding. It was a beautiful wedding. Congratulations. All right,
Torres.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, what else is there? Yeah, no, I got no problem with it, man. Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, I do got to say this. Neighbor island airports, worst airports. It's like third world country airports. Big Island Airport feels. My wife used to go there every summer when she's a girl.
Okay.
And she has relatives there. Local people that are there already.
Yes.
Okay. She said the airport never changed since. And if Hawaii wants to bank on tourism, you fix your airports. Bruh, it's like the no brainer.
Right.
Like everybody was uncomfortable, is all any kind. Kind of the loudspeakers, you cannot hear it. So if you're late for your plane, you're screwed.
Oh, well.
It was like a literally like if you get off at an airport in Senegal or something. They probably got a better airport.
Oh, good reference. Senegal.
That's I'm good. Just saying, though.
Well, I mean, think of it. What would money be going into those airports in the first place? I just think they just don't care.
You know, they spend all the money changing the Honolulu National Airport.
They don't care.
To Daniel Inouye.
Which is waste time. Waste time.
Yeah, waste time. So I'm just saying, all these neighbor island airports with all the Haole people moving there.
Yeah.
You gotta up these. If tourism is our main focus here, obviously it's not marijuana. Obviously, our roads are draining our money. All that, you know, what you call it? The freaking transit, whatever.
What, the rail?
Rail, draining money. All that stuff. Okay. Homeless people draining money. Bro, if tourism is the number one, fix the dang airports on the neighbor islands.
I guess so. But how much, what's the traffic of tourists going there? That's what they're trying to figure out.
The thing is, like, just being there is a turnoff. When you get off and you see, like, this literally, like, a bus transit, you're like, welcome to Kona?
Right.
Right? And then you get your car and then you drive.
Right.
Right? 40 miles to your hotel. And then you're finding, like,
Right.
But besides that, you just got pissed off.
Well, maybe that's what they want to approach this as. It's like you're going to some other country and you're going into this foreign land, the land of Kona. And you know what? We make do with what we got. But once you get there, paradise is here. Nah. Maybe that's their angle with this.
That's a bad angle. Fire that guy, whoever's in that position.
Because then why aren't they fixing these things? They're fixing Oahu. Because
it's Hawaii, brah.
But look, they're fixing Honolulu.
Now they are. You know how long it
took? After a while. Yes.
I go to Utah on a layover one time. Bro, I get Cinnabon, get right. pretzels.
Right, all airports food. Pretty much are, right.
It's
are
like
legit.
Bond. Like you go there and you're like...
Right.
It's like you're in a mall.
Right. You're right.
You're like, dang, dude, this is awesome.
Right.
You go to Oahu,
yeah.
And right, you go to the mall, you can't even go... they finally made a Starbucks at the bag pickup.
Hey, congrats.
Which I was like, why is that there? But it makes sense. Starbucks is everywhere.
Right.
But I was like, oh, okay, that's an upgrade. I don't really want a mocha when I leave.
Well, everything's better in the mainland.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else you can do with it. Honolulu Air International is probably going
right.
to get there. I don't know what you do with Kona. I don't remember last time I've been to Kona.
Right. There's no reason to go to Kona.
Well,
bro.
Then you save me some time.
Yeah. I mean, unless you got people that... you got to go with the locals because we didn't know what to do in Kona.
Just have sex, right? Isn't that what you do? I mean, what do you do in the neighbor islands, really? Let's break that down.
Smoke weed.
Make sex. If you smoke them all.
You can make sex.
Make the sex. I'm going to make it with you. And you eat. And then you go find some bakery that nobody knows about except a couple locals.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to some plate lunch place that nobody knows except five guys.
I went to this place called 808 Grinds.
There you go. That's
winners.
The one.
Like, the wedding was the highlight. This was like the dessert.
There you go.
This was grinds, bro.
That's what you
local do. Moco everything. How brilliant is that?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You can put gravy and eggs on everything.
No. There you go.
How did Oahu people not think of that?
Because there's more things to do in Oahu. But there is nothing to do over there.
But to that local moco everything, like how does, bro? To local moco everything is like brilliant.
You could call a place that local moco everything
and throw eggs and gravy on everything. I looked at the menu. There's a whole... shout out to those guys. Super cool local family. You know, the guy who helped him out is a son. He went to St. Louis for football.
Yeah.
Now he helps the family out. Local people.
Places
packed. Good Yelp reviews.
Yeah.
That local moco page. Or local moco steak. You can local moco everything, bro.
It's a novel concept. That would work here. Right.
Bro, who wouldn't like... I mean, if your gravy is killers, gravy and eggs on everything.
Right. Right. But once again, that's the highlight of the neighbor island.
And that's what's sad. That was awesome.
That's it.
Support local, but that was the highlight besides the wedding.
See? If you didn't have a wedding to go to, okay? What's the day in the life of a guy at Kona, all right? Wake up, go beach, probably have sex on the beach. When he done, clean up, smoke weed first, then you go get hungry, then you go to this local moco place, get everything local moco, good night, go sleep.
Neighbor island, you're planning guys smoke weed, bro. It's like...
Because there's nothing to do. Go on the farm, go hiking. No, the Haoles are hiking. The local people don't hike.
See, that's the thing is, on Kona, there's all outdoor things.
Right.
Hundreds of outdoor things. But it's so effing hot.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that.
It's like, why would you want to do anything outdoors?
Right, everybody's all tired. So there you go. Back into the house they go with
they
the local moco.
Trees, bro.
Hopefully they get AC. Probably not. And then eat local moco. Smoke.
Yeah.
Sex. Local moco, smoke, sex. LSS, bro.
Jumping a pole, bro.
LSS.
Yeah.
Not light sleeper store.
Not light
local moco, smoke, sex. There you go. What else happened?
Tried for the Bruno Mars tickets online.
You did. You tried.
Frozen all the way to like...
You actually tried this.
I tried.
I can't... I'm shocked. I did not know this.
I tried.
I didn't even fathom trying.
Bruno Mars, okay. Why? I remember people saying like, oh yeah, I went to Michael Jackson with my mom. You know, I went to Janet Jackson, U2. And I know U2. I hate U2. Sorry, bro. There's no love for U2.
Wow.
You like U2?
Sorry, Edge. There's like one, two songs I like.
Once U2...
I would not see them.
Bloody Sunday is my favorite song. Okay. Once U2 made a deal with Apple to be permanently on your phone...
That's right.
You power ready. You cannot take it off.
We talked about this on an episode in the past. There you go. Shout out to
Never mind.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Throw your phone away.
I remember that very clearly now. Thank you. Yes, that was horrible.
So anyway, what was I saying now? So hearing those memories, since my kids know Bruno Mars,
yeah,
I'm a fan of Bruno Mars, bro. I like the local brother.
Okay, that's fine, right?
You know, figure eight, make memories. Aloha Stadium. biggest local. It's not Prince. It's not one of the Jacksons. It's a local brother that made it big that can pack the stadium. Wow. So we tried. No deals, bro. But me, I did observe everybody that was in line. See how ridiculous that was? You see how ridiculous local people are?
Oh, yeah. Okay, you brought it up. Yeah. Let's take time on that. Huh? What the bloody hell?
Get jobs or what?
What was that? Grant Capone Canojo don't know what's up with that line. And he is the master of lines.
Yeah, he wasn't in that line.
He knew not to go into that line.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right.
Not even him, the master of Best Buy.
Yeah.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
You had people fighting. I mean, it's ridiculous. You have these guys, you could easily just go online and then people didn't get the tickets online, but then people were calling and apparently they got in. That's how they got the for the second show, right?
Yeah.
You didn't try that, by the way.
No, I had to work.
Okay.
I had to work.
Okay.
Some people got to work.
That's right. So, and I ranted on Facebook about this. I'm going to say this to you guys all again, okay? This whole fighting at the ticket line and people cutting in front of line, this is how you solve crime in Hawaii, okay? You make Bruno Mars / UFC Superfest, $5 a ticket, open bar, put them all in there, chain them up, blow up the son bitch. That's it.
Like zombies, huh?
Blow them up. Like Fear the Walking Dead. We put them in the stadium, chain them up, but then we're going to blow it up.
Yeah.
Crime go down at least 40%. 40%. That's the kind of people that go to these things, these lines.
A lot of these people look like they don't want money for pay their bills.
They're scrounging up whatever they got left.
For go Bruno Mars.
You got it. It's ridiculous.
I'm not trying to judge anybody's social status or financial thing.
Of course not. But it's just
people. When you look at it, you're like, bro, these guys even paying electric. Because I never pay my electric. So
how's that?
Nah, I did.
So how's that?
That's just what would be going on.
Fact.
But no, I'm just saying, like, look at it like, oh, well, he has no more job. What? Kids don't go to school. What? What? Or is it one of those ones they live in the housing and they get EBT and they drive the range, the Explorer on rims, buying steak and shrimp.
Tacomas.
While I stand in line at Don Quixote with my can of Spam.
Hey. 9 days they're at this line.
Yeah, dudes are waiting.
9 days they're there.
Brother man was, I can't believe I said that. The brother was sitting, he's like, I just doing this for my wife because she like go. Brother was sitting in that line, number one.
What's up with that guy? Okay, he's not even
going.
Would
you do that for anybody? Any artist?
No.
Yeah, neither would I. Don't think
because, so. You know why? Because we have things to do. This is what I tell you when we discussed. Loitering is a problem.
Right.
Waiting in these lines for nothing.
They made a line that's not even a real line.
I saw that.
The stadium was like, this is not a line.
Yeah.
But you guys want to wait out here. They had to cut that line off.
Yeah.
So on the real, if Lourdes Stadium is not authorizing this as a line.
Right.
If I was a smart bugger, go grab like 25 soles from the housing.
Okay.
And walk my butt right in front of that line.
Yeah.
Not in front of that line. Find a way to get into the stadium parking lot because there's plenty of entrances.
Okay.
And when they open it up, walk straight to the front and be like, what?
Wow.
What you gonna do?
So you're just gonna use brute force?
No, because it's like, no, because the Lourdes Stadium said that's not the official line.
Oh, right. Right, 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 so right. Like, right. Okay. So because of that, then you're just gonna go and then just bum rush.
Well, you bring the extra muscle power.
Bum rush the show.
Just in case, bro. Yeah, bum rush the show.
Public enemy.
Yeah.
Okay. Several things turned me off to this. I mean, I totally understand where you're coming from with wanting to see a local guy who made it big
at a Lourdes
stadium. Yeah. It's a memory. Much like I regret not going to Michael Jackson.
Right. Yeah, me too.
You want to take your kids so they have this memory. Bro. I am a million percent on board with this.
Yeah.
On the other end, a Lourdes stadium, we don't know when that bugger going to break down.
Oh, bruh. This might be it. I think it's a rust bucket.
What the date? November 11?
Oh.
UH football not going to finish the season with that stadium. Okay? So you have that situation.
Wait, the concert's November 11th.
If I recall, it's in November. November 11th of some sort.
Oh,
so that's in the middle of UH season. So this is going to bring the house down, literally. Oh. Okay, literally. I cannot go into that stadium. That's why I refuse to go in there. It's going to fall down. That is a liability issue.
Yeah.
Then just being in a stadium in general with a bunch of people packed in just does not appeal to me at all.
Yeah.
And you don't know where your seat is going to be. It's going to be obviously far off somewhere.
Right.
Because nobody seems to get in the close seats. Yeah. It's always reserved for, like, you know, the family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Andy Bumatai.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, bro, Andy Bumatai.
He'll be there.
He belongs to
you know, Melvin Lee.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee with a cowboy hat.
Russ Francis.
Yeah. Oh, Russ Francis is there, bro.
Bulaia.
Bulaia is there.
Right? We're not going to be there.
Yeah.
So I just, the appeal of that, I maybe I'm just sounding like an old fut, which
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, we are.
I'm just kind of over concerts.
Oh.
I'm just over it. I don't even want to go to the Blaisdell to see something.
Blaisdell, yeah.
Because these venues are so, like you mentioned with the airports. Airports are trash.
Wow, I never thought about it.
Blaisdell is trash.
Blaisdell is trash.
Aloha Stadium
is trash.
Trash. There is no good venue. I mean, what, Republic? The Republic is the only modernist.
Bro, that floor is sticky with any kind
of stuff. Exactly. So the appeal of concerts, I don't get it. I'm sounding old.
It's
sorry.
It's kind of crazy that Hawaii doesn't even have a good concert venue.
I'm sorry, yeah. I mean, you only can think
for
of the
big
Republic.
Concerts for big, yeah.
Yeah, and then you have the concert hall, which is old.
Old, yeah, those seats is old, bro.
Blaisdell Arena's old.
Old.
I'm old, and yeah. I don't get it. So I'm just not a fan of concerts. It's going to take something really big.
Plus, like, they make, like, the Green and the Kind. Common Kings opening is going to make people come. Like...
Actually, that would make people come,
no,
right?
But the thing is, you can see them at Mai Tai Bar for free.
Well, but then you have just just a package. It's a combo deal, you know?
People want to see Bruno Mars, but they don't want to see an opening acts.
True.
You know what I mean? So...
True.
That one was like, okay, yes, the true. Green and Common Kings.
You're right.
Yeah, okay. You know?
Right.
Anyway, that was a waste of time. I tried online.
I give you credit for trying.
Pow. After that, pow.
Yeah.
You know, I tried. Told the kids I tried.
I give you credit. I give you credit.
Yeah.
Well, too bad they can't like close circuit TV the thing and make them film show it live, you know, on TV.
Yeah. Play it at 10:30 after it's done.
Yeah. Play UH amphitheater. We all just sit like this. Yeah. Oh well.
Hey, and never mind the people complaining about the ticket prices. Bro, that is like the worst. Is people complaining? Oh, it's so expensive. Oh, bro, you look like it's so expensive. Bruh.
Right when we was going to switch off topic, now I'm going to bring this back into this topic. Yes, I agree.
I was like, what?
Okay.
What you guys like see? Go Mai Tai, it's free.
This gets the first.
Go
shut up.
Monique, bruh, free.
All you guys, shut up. Everything costs money. What, you expect this thing to be $20?
Yeah.
You think Bruno Mars is going to fly his crew down?
Yeah.
All his staff, which is going to be a couple hundred people.
Scaffolding.
Lights.
Pyrotechnics.
Exactly. For $20? Try add that up times 52,000. Hopefully he gets.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on,
add
people.
Add to me, bro. Let the local people get money, bro.
Yeah.
Let the kid get his money, bro. He deserves it. He was little Bruno for how many years?
Yeah, baby Elvis.
Let him get his... Get it, bro. We as local people should support, which comes down back to you guys should buy shirts from Light Sleepers.
See? It all comes full circle, right? That's what this show is.
No, but it just...
This anniversary.
I'm a microcosm of Bruno Mars, right? Because people could be like, oh, Light Sleepers, man, oh, that Shaka shirt, $30, so expensive. Well, they go Ross's and buy one shirt from LRG that was 5 seasons ago for $9.99. Go.
It's the hip-hop peepers.
Support, brah.
People are cheap.
Yeah, you guys should stoked. Like, oh, Bruno Mars, right on. Local boy done good. We need to support him, brah.
But you're going to complain about the price yet again. Complaining about every price of everything. Everything is expensive. Everything.
Yeah.
We got it. We understand
but
that.
But guess what? You taking vacation and not going to work, calling in sick.
Yeah. There you go.
Too many lines.
Yeah. How about you just cut back on your bento? Save a bento every day. You add them up.
Stop $5. Smoking.
$5 times 30 days. How much is that?
It's a controversial one. Stop vaping.
Who?
Oh.
I don't know anybody that... Well, no, I do. Forget it. Sorry. Save $5 a day. That's $150 a month.
Damn.
Bruno ticket on average...
$150.
Correct. I'm not talking about StubHub prices here.
Yeah.
It's about $100, $200. That's the average price of a ticket.
Yeah.
Come on.
So anyway.
Shut up.
Yeah. Okay. Anybody got tickets, can hook us up. Hook it up. Give it up.
Get Cavett tickets.
Yeah, give me tickets.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.
Shoots.
Yeah, shoots. Okay, moving along.
What else you got?
Hey, that's pretty much it besides Father's Day.
All right.
It was great, but Dell was on Father's Day.
Correct.
Dell, the funky Homo sapien.
Correct.
Leader of the hieroglyphics.
Yes.
Was on Father's Day. I wanted to go and I was going to use the Father's Day pass to go, but I didn't want to be that dude.
What you mean?
The kids are older, yeah. But because they're younger.
Oh.
And they don't know what Dell is. They don't know.
Of course not.
They didn't see their old dad going out to an event. Right?
Tell them you're going with me.
Tell me, it's just the fact that I'm going out. So I thought about it because I had the pass, right? Because it's Father's Day. I can do whatever I want. So it's like, we do have a great True. Day. We do what we do. Da, 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 da. Okay, guys. Kiss them goodnight. You guys go to school tomorrow. I'm going to go out to watch a rap show, right? So I just thought, you know what? Maybe not this time.
Well,
they don't understand it yet. You know what I mean? Like, they understand what Dell the fucking sapien means to me.
Well, you don't even need to mention the guy's name. I mean, they're obviously not going to know.
It's the fact that their dad's not going to be home at 2 o'clock, you know.
Well, they're going to be sleeping.
Yeah, but you know, they wake up, hey, where's daddy? Daddy went out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. For me, it's kind of unsettling.
Okay,
I
was like, all right.
Yeah, you know. It's one of those ones that, wait, we just had a great Father's Day. Here's my dad, you know.
I got it.
One of those things. Like,
I got it.
To people, other dads might not give a rip.
You felt weird.
But for me, it was like, you know what? Yeah. Last thing I want is, like, you know, maybe they go wake up and make shishi. They're like, oh, give dad another kiss for Father's Day.
I'm sorry.
Where's daddy? Oh, okay, right here. Oh, right? Like, I mean, you know.
Well, what time did it started at what? 8?
I don't know, right? Opening acts,
Creed, Chameleon,
Paradigm, this kid Cruz.
Okay, here's another.
And on the real, I would have paid money just if I could find out exact time he did Catch a Bad One. And maybe Boo Boo Heads, and you know, and
I watched it. He did perform it.
Yeah. Yeah. If I could have found out what time that was, I would have really drove, paid, sit there, watch Catch a Bad One, high five everybody, and got on.
Get out of there.
And exactly. I paid. I love that song. Makes me hype. And that would be enough hip hop to last me the rest of the year.
There you go. Go figure.
So shout out for Bone for bringing them down, and then whoever's on the neighbor islands that bought them down.
I mean, I was gonna go too. It's just, I've been getting burned on concerts. Blackalicious was horrible.
Yeah.
Living Legends was horrible.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want Dell to be third time's a charm.
Dell was good, actually. So it's one of those ones you missed.
Because last time he was here, he forgot his lyrics.
Oh.
Were you there for that?
I forget already.
It was him with Souls of Mischief.
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah.
This was a while ago.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago because he came to the shop.
Oh, I think that was the Hawaiian Brian's one.
He came to the shop.
There was one where he was at Access. He was at Puck's Alley.
Well, I was there, yeah. I was definitely
okay, yeah. That one, he forgot his lyrics.
Yeah.
But I would have gone.
People have a memory loss.
Correct. That sums it up.
So Father's Day, Dell, that's pretty much wraps it up for me.
Yeah.
Bruno.
There you have it then.
Kona.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to go.
No smoking or sex for me.
Loco Moco, though.
Loco Mocos, yes.
L-S.
L-S, Loco Mocos.
Yeah, Loco Light Sleeper, L-S-L-M.
Yeah. Light Sleepers, Local Moguls.
Acronyms for the
okay,
win.
Anything for you?
Well, let's take a break.
Oh, taking a break?
Before we turn this into a 5-hour show.
Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, the second anniversary show.
We made it.
Doesn't anybody call it? We call it We Made It?
We could. Yeah, just hooray. Hooray. There we go.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Kevin the Catalyst, sleep time's over. It's summertime, it's hot out, you need a new shirt. Go to shop.lightsleepers.net. You can get your sleep times over tee as well as the brand new Light Sleepers drip and script logo t-shirts. shop.lightsleepers.net. Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, sleep time's over. Woo!
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
People have a memory loss. They don't remember I'm the boss. Your claws, your phone pick when I close it. In on your men and your faculty. Your whacker be out my face. You must be basic if you think that you could tackle the triumphant. I'm pumping the volume. Increases your mises, get sliced to pieces. Please listen to my album. Even if you're white like talcum and a pagan, just stay in tune with my tune, and I presume MC Doom designated to anyone who stated a word against me. I serve an MC simply. Put like my foot up your anus, you shameless. Trying to get over, I'ma go for mine. You know the time, now that I'm older, I'm gonna rip niggas' heads with the said salutations. Introducing Dell and his bit for boosting tales of my adventures. Attempt to try and you will live or die, whichever I choose, you lose. Crews get ashamed cause we flame for fighting. You might win if you start writing and stop fighting. No time for games, I rearrange my vocals in your headphones. I vote till I get an answer, acknowledge and abolish all the whack records. Hieroglyphics, you know, respect it. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law. Who caught the horn? You bought the form. If your friend, there's no need for a law.
Sleep Time's over. Kevin Scanlon, DJ Zach Moore, second anniversary show.
We made it.
We made it.
2 years.
We made it.
Episode, if we look at it, because you broke it down, you know, the great thing that you started with these seasons.
Yeah, just
thank you. No. So if we go season eight times 12, that'll take us to episode 96.
Yeah, we're not 96 yet.
We're not 96 yet, but we also had the Creed episode that never loaded.
Yeah.
So that takes us to 97. Then we had the one episode from season one where the bugger never load. So that was 98. So coming up is our 100th soon.
Wow.
100th
episode. So season 8, episode 7 will be 100 technically. Technically 98, right?
Technically 98. Oh. Well, we got to wait till the end of season 8.
Yeah.
What's your mad about? Once season 8 is done, then we're going to be getting close.
Yeah.
And then coming up will be the party.
Party!
That's right. We're going to be just singing away. Cocoid Cafe, the second annual. Sleep Time's over dinner.
Yeah. You talked to the head chef in charge?
Lady? Not at all. All
right.
No one. Everyone's out of town. Everyone wants to travel and just live the life.
Yeah. Y'all in Kona.
They might be.
Well, I got a funny story to tell you about Kona. Off air.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
I can't tell it on air.
Oh, everybody, I'll piss off now.
You're incriminating, bro.
You just piss off everybody
now. No one is going to know this story except for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I forgot.
Well. With that anticipation.
Yes.
Here, let's continue on with the week that has happened. Okay. Now, I've been playing catch up with movies. Now,
obviously, yeah.
If anyone that follows my what the kids call Facebook, I strictly just rant on there, and that's all I do too. And I critique and I comment, whether anyone cares or not.
Facebook is for rants.
Exactly.
It is.
And
straight up.
So I've been in the mood of watching movies. Now, I wasn't a movie person about maybe a year ago. Now, right. I'm trying to catch up. I'm playing catch up.
Right.
So, one movie that came out that everyone seemed to love immensely, Black Panther.
Yes.
Everybody loves Black Panther. Everybody giving them 10 mics, 20 mics. So, I decided to watch this movie.
And?
3 mics, bro.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Too formulaic, I thought. I thought the plot was too generic. The ending fight scene really bothered me.
Okay.
It was too CGI.
Right.
It was too CGI. This is not the best Marvel movie.
Do you like the characters, though?
Okay, the acting is fine. Yeah. Great acting.
Except for
Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like him at all, huh?
Michael B. Jordan, he played a good... You want to hate him because he is the antagonist, the bad guy. But it was just too stereotypical... Let's just talk like I'm in, like, you know, an extra from Juice or something. It goes too much and it just got annoying.
I feel you on that one.
I mean, I could clearly see Michael B. Jordan as Black Panther. I think he could be.
That's crazy, yeah.
He has the range to do that. And then, you know, shout out to the guy who was Black Panther. You know, shout out to people who watched Draft Day. He was the number one pick by the Cleveland Browns, Kevin Costner.
Wow.
Drafted Black Panther over Callahan.
Wow.
Little factoid. But so the cast was fine. It was just too formulaic. It was cheesy. And I don't know why people found this movie so great.
It was good. I thought it was good.
And people tell me, okay, there's a message in this movie. I totally understand the message of what this is. All right, the haves versus the have-nots.
Yeah.
Things of that nature. But this is a movie. This is supposed to be entertaining.
Yeah.
It's supposed to entertain me.
Entertain me.
That's all I want to see out of this. And I'm talking about the entertainment factor. I'm not talking about political.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about any political message.
We're getting into that, right? The political message.
And I understand what that message is. And it's true.
Right.
But then, you know, spoiler alert, okay, Black Panther decides to open up a bunch of housing, the Wakanda housing units that do not exist. Yeah. Okay? There is no Wakanda housing units.
In Oakland.
So it's a positive ending, but to no reality. You know what I mean? It's a great feeling, but there's no Wakanda, so there's not going to be these great housing units to help the underprivileged.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's a false pretense of.
Well, it is a movie, so it's fake.
Exactly, but then people are looking at this as it's more than a movie. It's a message.
Wakanda forever.
It has so much meaning to it. No, it's just a movie.
Nah, because on the other hand, Michael B. Jordan could have been. Warmonger could have been right.
Right.
He had a point too.
Correct. He did.
Right? Like, why not?
Correct.
Right?
He did.
So
I totally understood what you're saying.
Yeah.
And those guys are phenomenal actors. That's why they're gonna do great with that. And yeah. Michael B. Jordan is gonna go somewhere too. He's going places that
definitely not gonna be Johnny Storm though.
No. Yeah. No. Three mics on that one. Jeez. Then we go to another movie. Shout out to rest in peace, Charles Bronson.
Oh, yeah.
Death Wish.
Wow.
They remade it with Bruce Willis.
And?
Awful.
Awful, bruh.
God awful. Trash. 2.5 mics.
Something should never be remade.
No.
Like Better Off Dead and One Crazy Summer.
Forget it. Forget it. Big Trouble in Little China.
Don't do it.
Forget it.
They're going to do it though, I bet.
I heard that got shut down.
Oh, good.
That finally got shut down.
They tried to do Overboard.
That was, oh.
I didn't see it.
No one should see
that.
And
they tried to flip the script. Oh. You cannot touch any Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn movie.
You cannot. Goldie Hawn.
Rule number 4088.
Kurt Russell rolling in the grave, Ernie.
They're not dead.
I'm just.
They look like they're walking dead.
Well, that's. They look okay.
I'm trying to do Overboard.
Yeah, that's horrible.
It's almost as bad as that movie Tag.
That. Don't get me started.
I didn't watch it.
No one needs to watch that.
But that is a bunch of Hollywood fat boys with money to waste laughing, saying, I got a great movie. My friend's been playing tag for 30 years. Let's make a movie. Let's get a token black guy.
And he put the token black guy. When we all know it's a bunch of Hollies just playing around. That is, goofing off.
Only
Hollies going to be tagging.
Only Hollies going to play tag, bro.
Ain't nobody else doing that, bro. Ain't no Filipinos doing that. Ain't no Micronesians doing that.
No brothers doing that. No Hawaiians. Yeah, no Micronesians is doing that. Bro, no Vietnamese. Ain't no other human race going to be like, hey, bro, so we can stay taking. Oh, hey, bro.
Forget it. Yep.
In order for us to stay friends, let's play this lifelong game of tag.
It's a lifelong thing, bro.
Bro, that's like...
Forget it.
Everyone, I was like...
Forget it.
I was like, forget what's it? No. My main thing was like, what's his name should get the money? Hannibal Buress. Get your money, brother. Get that check.
He's the only one that's of any type of credibility to this movie.
Get that check, because this movie's garbage.
Forget
I
it.
Didn't even see it yet.
Everybody upset.
I'm upset.
Well, let me tell you
something. Waste of movie.
Well, I'll tell you what wasted my life.
What?
Death Wish.
Oh. I'm talking about something we said in life.
Which is similar. Okay. Which is similar. Bruce Willis got to get out of here.
Gotta go.
Bruce Willis looked like he was ready to fall apart in this movie.
You know how Zima came back all of a sudden? People saying Zima's back, right?
Yes.
They got to get Seagram's Wine Cooler back. Sign Bruce Willis. The free agent contract.
Yep.
Get him on the harmonica with his wife beater in front of the girls half his age and sing.
He needs a wife beater.
Hit it.
Yeah.
Sing it. Hit it.
Seagram's. Golden Wine Cooler, Seagram's. I was going to bump on the table, but can
yeah.
Golden Wine Cooler. That's all I know from that
song. That's all you need to know.
But it's a great jingle. Yes. And Bruce, that's
all he needs to do in
that's
life.
That's top three Bruce Willis things he's ever done.
That's all you need to do in life. The Hard One, The Hard Two, and Seagram's.
That's it. Quite frankly, you just summed up the top three power ranking.
Of Bruce Willis. Everything.
If we made make a Rush
Moore. Demi Moore 4.
There's your Mount Rushmore of Bruce Willis.
Wow.
Demi Moore.
Hey,
took care of Demi Moore, bang him out. Seagram's. He took Demi Moore, they got the Loco Moco, smoke, bang him. Seagram's Golden Wine Cooler. Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2. That's your Rushmore right there.
I can't believe we just did that.
Rushmore, just like
that. Wow. See how the progression of our show has become? We were like pros, bro.
Okay, bro.
Yeah, bro.
All right, bro.
I can't believe I called you bro.
I can't believe you just said bro.
That was gross. That's Kona for you right there. Yo, we're pros, bro.
Sucking guy. So.
We just did a round rush roar like 1 minute.
Just like that. God, to signify that's the end of Bruce Willis's career. Because Death Wish. Trash. Horrible. Elizabeth Shue is in there. She's wondering why she was in there.
She lost her shoes, bro.
She lost her shoes.
Late marbles.
She wants to babysit and have more adventures.
How she looking there?
She still looks good.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out Elizabeth Shue. Shout out to Ralph Macchio's girlfriend in Karate Kid. Huh? Shout out to being the babysitter in Adventures of Babysitting. Shout out to being Marty McFly's second girlfriend, because they couldn't get the actress from the first Back to the Future, so they had to get Elizabeth Shue to be in Back to the Future too.
I think the first one was like a little bit better. Yeah.
The first one was cuter. So, and then the third and final movie, before we wrap this up to get to the bigger thing.
Oh, boy.
Third movie, I was waiting with bated breath, as the kids say. Bated breath. Everyone telling me, you got to see this movie. Okay. Excellent movie. Movie of the year.
Okay.
Best movie. Million Mike movie. Logan. Wolverine. Marvel. X-Men. Can't go wrong, right?
Yeah, here we go.
2.5 mics.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break down why before everybody gets mad.
That's sad. You never get sad a little bit sad.
I was sad watching how boring this was. Okay? I'm telling you right now, okay? You can be dramatic only so much. We can have Wolverine, Hugh Jackman can stare at the girl. Girl stare at him. Go stare at Patrick Stewart.
Stare at each other.
Everybody staring at each other, making a sentence, and then they pause. Patrick Stewart looking all Alzheimer's. Great, we got it.
Sad. It's sad, bro. Sad.
Everybody trying to be sad. Okay. It was kind of like a Western.
Yeah.
And much like how the Westerns died in the 70s, they need to end this kind of movie right now.
Okay, there you go. What else was this last one?
I hope so.
Right?
Well, until Disney buys them, and then they're gonna reboot it.
Yeah.
But it just dragged. The violence was there. Yeah. The violence was 5 mics. He was doing some John Wick brutality.
Oh, yeah. What was the name of his daughter? Well, quote-unquote daughter, X.
I fell asleep, bro. I don't know. It was some girl X-Clan. Who, every time that she saw something, she would scream, and then she'd go and then ching him in the mouth, ching him in the eye.
Chingy.
Exactly, right there. She got him right there.
There.
And it was just so boring. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry, okay? I did not cry when he died. Everybody's sad.
I didn't cry, but sad.
I mean, I understand what they're trying to do with the movie. I understand the complexity of making it dramatic.
Yeah.
I understand all of that.
Okay, that's good. You at least got that from
it's a deep
movie.
Meaning of we're killing off this character, but he's going out valiantly like John Wayne.
John Wayne, yeah.
I understand it. But it comes down to entertainment. Now, people are telling me, were you watching it late? No, I watched this at 7 p.m. There's no reason for me to fall asleep. Yeah, were you tired already? You and I don't know, you would smoke weed first?
Would they still love me?
Yes, will America love Logan? I did not smoke anything. I did not drink anything. I watched this sober at 7 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus.
Put it in, 7 o'clock, 7:30 started, 9:30, still going.
Oh, that's right.
It's like I'm watching a telethon at this point. Who do I donate to? Where's my GoFundMe? I'm sorry. It was just dragged out. Okay, I'm gonna keep saying I'm sorry. I kept writing on Facebook about this.
Pull in and you pull out.
I pulled in and I don't know where it went after that.
Oh, gross.
Okay, because it just dragged.
Okay.
So everyone, I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody. That's the movie community.
Movie. Yeah.
The movie clubhouse. All right.
Clubhouse.
I just wanted to
Zach Morris's movie clubhouse.
I just wanted to be entertained, and it just dragged.
Entertain me. Did not happen.
That's all it is.
Wow.
I apologize again.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
All right.
That's that was the movies from this past week.
Whew.
Shout out, I'm going to be at Nobu this Friday.
Well,
if anybody wants to come up to me and tell me, shut up,
I'll be
there.
Fight you.
Exactly. That's horrible.
No, I mean, like, you know, verbal.
No one should fight. Yeah, you can tell me, you know what? I like Logan. I'm like, I'm sorry. And I'll shake your hand.
Okay, thanks. Buy some
sushi. I'll be like, buy tamago.
Yeah.
Speaking of food.
Hey!
It's about that time.
Looking at my page, it's about that time.
Hawaii's best. 2018. This thing we did. This is our second year doing this.
As by Star Advertising. Wait, the last one we did was...
This is our third year doing this. Because our first episode, we covered Hawaii's Best. The very first episode.
Wait, we just did the Ilima Awards.
That was the ballot, yeah. The Ilima Awards is just strictly food.
Okay.
This is Hawaii's Best. Everything. Literally everything.
Wow.
So we're going to go with it.
Woo!
Now let's go right to it. Category number one. And follow along, Kevin. We both have a copy.
Yes.
It's on page 18 in your guide.
Thank you.
Best American food.
Here we go, bro.
Now, when you think American food, What do you think? What kind of places
big,
do you think?
Big City Diner would be mine's one.
Exactly.
Big City Diner. Because remember, we're getting this from a newspaper. Yeah. Who reads physical newspapers?
Correct.
Everybody over 45.
Correct.
So, Big City Diner.
Yes, it has to be. But in a shocker.
Yeah.
A shocker. Senya won.
Wow.
Best American Foods winner, Senya.
Finalist?
I don't. Finalists were Big City Diner, Pie Honolulu. Honolulu is another.
Good?
I have not gone to. This is the one, it's in downtown. It's in that building with the really bad parking.
Which is all downtown?
Yeah, hey. But I have not gone there. I've heard good things about it. Shout out to Sky Cameron. He said that was a good restaurant. The food is good there. But Sanyo won. What do you think of that? That's a shocker.
Good, I still got to eat there, but you get 5 mics.
That's
Senya?
A 5-mic restaurant, bro.
Wow.
5 mics.
Senya, give us a call. A
lot of old people go there, so I'm thinking that's why.
Old
local people go there. I've seen.
Okay, old local people.
I think that's why, yes.
So congratulations, Senya.
Yes, here we go. Continuing.
Check that off.
Best bakery.
Bro, of course. Leah Bakery, bro.
Leah Bakery got it yet again.
Kamehameha Bakery. I think Kamehameha Bakery should be number one, bro.
Kamehameha Bakery should be number one.
That Poi Donut is crack. Kamehameha. You should loco-moco the Poi Donut.
Wait a minute.
Get the Poi Donut, put a gravy and egg, boom. That might actually work.
You cut the Poi Donut in half.
Yeah, yeah.
You put the egg in there.
Inside, eat your little Portuguese sausage too.
Put the Portuguese sausage.
And gravy.
Cheese. And gravy. Whoa. Oh, 10,000 calories, bro.
Everybody can sleep.
Yep.
Don't sleep, but everybody sleep after eat that.
Sleep now. Instead of sleep times, don't sleep now. Yep.
Wake up, eat some more.
Conk out, bro.
Yeah. So that might be something.
Bill Cosby can use that.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Illuminati.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations on Leah Bakery. All right. Brug
Bakery?
Yeah.
It's like a Star Wars character. Right?
Yeah, Brug. Yeah. It's the one of the bounty hunters.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Best bread. Now, I'm not really a super fan of bread. Are you a fan of just eating bread?
I like the Japanese bread. You know that
Thick bread.
That one, you get it from Costco. You can get them at Shirkia, I guess.
Oh, like Saint Germain bread?
Yeah, like the Saint Germain. Oh, man.
Shout out Saint Germain. They're closing down.
Oh, by there you go. There it is.
So if you want to get this thick bread, you better just go to Kain. Shirkia.
There's a bread company up the street here. Watanabe? Oh, my bad. That's what I'm talking about. Watanabe makes some of the best bread.
That used to be called Fujipan before.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
They had the thick bread. Yes.
Yeah. So Watanabe, I think, beats Loves in my book.
But Loves wins yet again because that's all people know.
People know Loves.
Old people, when they go to Long's, when they check the Sunday ad, they got to buy the Vienna sausage, they get a bag of Long's.
Loves, mayonnaise.
Yeah. Tuna sandwich. Yeah. Marjorie, what are we eating for lunch today?
Deviled egg.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school, a deviled egg.
But there's no bread there, though.
Yeah.
Is that an appetizer before you eat the bread?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. You know what's funny is when they get the yellow part in the egg,
and
they make them with the mayonnaise, they put them back in the egg.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
isn't that something?
So I get the egg, mix something with the egg to put it back in the egg.
It's one of life's quirks.
Yeah. They put that, what is that? Was that cayenne? Is that that red?
Oh, paprika?
Paprika.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm eating egg and egg.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
Eggs for days.
Ooh, breakfast, brah.
Where you go for breakfast, brah?
Cold Pancake House is a must.
I don't agree with this one.
It's fast. It's like eating at home.
Old people go there.
Pretty decent. Kind of expensive right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Okay, well, look at the top. Okay, so Cold Pancake House won. Runner-up, IHOP.
IHOP and then runner-up, in there.
Sweet East Cafe. Okay, yeah. So, IHOP, it's a restaurant that means well.
Right.
Their menu is pretty...
Right.
Pretty good stuff. But it's just the locations are bad.
Right.
Service is bad. It's a horrible experience.
Isn't it not IHOP anymore?
That's right.
It's IHOP or something?
It's IHOP. International House of Breakfast.
Breakfast, not burgers, breakfast.
They just did that to create attention and a bunch of dummies.
Right, still IHOP.
So that's why I waste time. Sweet Ease Cafe, have you been there?
I've never been there, but I ate Scratch recently.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Scratch.
It was great. And I ate at BC the Burger. Nook.
Yes. Ate excellent. There? Yes.
That was pretty good, but I'll take Scratch over the Nook.
Ah, gotcha.
I ate that Scratch and that shrimp. It was just like this breakfast, freaking jambalaya or something.
Breakfast jambalaya.
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So shout out to BC Burger. Yeah. Scratch is a good joint. He's a fan of the show.
Hey.
Continuing.
Now we get problems coming up in this one.
Best bento.
Hawaii, what did they say?
7.
Bruh, what 11. A shame, bruh.
7-Eleven got best bento in Hawaii, everyone.
When did that happen?
Go now. Drive now.
Well, I guess it goes hand in hand with the freaking...
Old people.
Old people and the musubi.
Yeah. Yeah, right? We're coming with that.
Talk about Lian Wang. Leon Wang. My friend Leon Wang.
Mr. Wang. Oh, God.
Lian
Wang. Come on, bro.
About the musubis.
Yes.
Yeah.
7-Eleven best bento. I don't even never had a bento from 7-Eleven.
I might have had it once in my life. I forget already.
I mean, like, okay. And then all of a sudden, you get bento ya in Waipahu.
Yeah, that's good.
Case is good, right. Case. But then that's kind of like an out of the box answer.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Mitsuken, there's no Kukuyas. I mean, but then you have Zippies as the other finalists.
Right.
So 7-Eleven wins.
Which is weird. I thought Zippies would have won this one.
K's Bento Yard 2, Zippies 3.
Well, remember what we said before, right? Who's paid for advertising in these things?
Correct.
Right? So you think 7-Eleven should be popping up anytime around here?
Yeah, if you're wondering why this is such a thick book, guess what else got in here? Ads. Oh, yeah. Ads for days in here.
So moving on, bubble drink. You a bubble drink drinker?
Not at all.
Neither am I. Taste tea one. Congratulations.
Rubbish. Ooh.
Cook it up.
Nobody cares.
Buffet, bro. Buffet. Here we go. Buffet. Okay.
Yeah, buffet. Who we got?
Number one.
Oh.
Pagoda.
Yeah. Ah. And who goes to Pagoda Buffet?
Old people go to Pagoda.
Old people.
People that watch women's volleyball.
You got it. You got it. We're in a big jacket.
Season ticket holders of University of Hawaii men's and women's volleyball.
The one time they get to wear jeans.
Yeah.
Because, you know, old people only wear jeans when they go out at night, right? They're wearing shorts everywhere, men and women.
Oh, shoot.
But when it comes to UH volleyball, gotta wear long sleeve, jeans.
Bust out the jeans with the June Jones shirt.
Yes.
Then that's the standard.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, forget it. I mean, I
like the... there's one Waikiki hotel buffet I really like.
Sheraton?
The one...
Kai Market.
No, the aquarium.
Oh, Oceanarium.
Yeah, dude, that was grinds.
Oceanarium, that a lot of local people go to that one.
I like
that.
Yeah,
I think that's still going on. That's still around.
I mean, that's grinds, bro.
Haven't been there in a while. But
Dukes, I never tried Dukes. Is it good?
I've never been to Dukes.
Dukes, give us a call. Let us sample, bro.
Let's go.
Hook it up.
Never been to Dukes. Okay.
Caterers. Oh, great. Okay. Here we go. Dead people are rolling.
Dead people rolling in the grave, Ernie.
Like, yes, we believe.
Yes. Because when you have a funeral, when you honor the dead, there's only one caterer you go to.
Yeah.
Ige's.
Yeah, it's a commercial. Yeah. When you want to honor the dead, there's only one caterer you can go to. Ige's.
If you like die, before you make, go to Ige.
You think they put it in their will?
Maybe.
All the lawyers, right? 99% of the lawyers that write up wills in Hawaii, they all have a contract with Ige's. So they're doing all the will. Oh, yeah, okay, this estate will go to your daughter.
I think so.
And you know what? How about you put it there? Like, you know, when you die, you put Ige's in there for catering.
I think
so. Oh, it's a good idea. Yeah, my family don't need worry. Yeah, and then they're laughing, right?
Yeah.
Getting kickbacks.
Yep. There's got to be something, right?
Bruh.
That will's being drawn up right now, somebody. Yeah. Mr. and Mrs. Kunishige. They're writing up their wills. Okay, Beverly.
Beverly.
Beverly, where are people going to eat when we die? I don't know what you're talking about. We got what?
Huh?
You like Ige? You like over there Geshoyu chicken? I bequeath. If that's even a word.
I bequeath.
We go eat Ige.
The reception is Ige's.
We not gonna eat because we're gonna be dead, you stupid. Oh. There you go. Whatever.
Okay.
Forget it. Moving on.
Catering. Almost the same as Ige's.
Yeah.
Crazy Kitchen. Never tried it. Hit us up, bro. Get us some food.
I never tried any of these caters.
I'm serious. Hit us up, bro.
All right.
We give the most best and honest reviews. Okay. Chinese food.
Chinese food. This is a genre that's dying, by the way.
Are you a fan of Chinese food?
Okay.
First of all. Okay.
This is why it's dying. Do you see anyone under the age of 40 going to Chinese food? You only see families.
Families.
New Year's Day party. Grad party.
Yeah, bro.
Chinese food genre is dying.
It is dying. No, yeah.
And I'm a fan of it. Like, I'll eat it, but in only those said occasions that you just mentioned.
Right.
So the future of Chinese food is in doubt.
Yeah.
Young people go dim sum.
Yeah, that's true. Dim sum.
They don't go Chinese. They don't go to Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
They don't eat the shark fin soup.
Yeah.
That's illegal. Okay. Sorry. But they don't get the soup, and then they get the rolling thing.
Yeah.
And then here comes shrimp canton. And here comes
what is that?
Roasted duck. Right. Beef broccoli.
You know what's funny? My favorite dish for Chinese food is the most American. Salt and pepper bok cha. Oh,
see? Chinese people rolling their grave.
I've never been a fan of Chinese food, dude. I like the cold duck. A cold chicken.
Okay. Ginger chicken. Cold ginger chicken.
Yes. Love me some good chow mein. Love the shrimp canton.
Roast duck?
Yeah.
You like roast duck? Peking duck with the bun?
Yeah, roast duck. Oh, yeah.
The duck bun, with the bun, the hoisin sauce.
Yeah, that's good. But I just feel gross after.
Right, because what is it? It's grease and MSG.
MSG, bruh.
That's why.
That's why old people like it. Yeah? It reminds them of good old days.
Yes, they like Ajinomoto.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why everybody get high blood pressure.
That's correct. Everybody on blood pressure meds.
Everybody, bruh.
So,
people.
So Chinese food. Okay, let's get to the winners. So obviously, okay, there are not many Chinese restaurants left. So Little Village being pretty much a prominent name.
Yeah, they sell French fries.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes. Day one, Little Village, winner, best Chinese food, followed by Happy Days.
Real quick, I got a problem with Little Village.
Yeah.
I have a legit problem. My mom wanted to do her birthday party there, right? She turned the ripe old age of 21 years old. Yeah. We'll just leave it at that. Anyway, so my daughter is allergic to a lot of peanut things and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we asked them, okay, can my daughter, which is only 6 years old, so her appetite is small, can we bring in food for her to eat? Okay, we're bringing a party of 20. So one kid. They said no.
Really?
Yeah.
But did they give an explanation?
They said, no outside food. We're like, well, this is for our daughter. You know, she can't eat peanuts. Certain, the soy sauce. Right? Oh, no outside food. So we're like, what? For real?
So what? She has to just starve and sit there?
That's what I mean. No, we didn't go there. Right.
But I don't.
It was just one of those ones. I was like, for real, like
that's stupid.
It's not like we're bringing in like the eating champion of freaking Peking duck, and he's not eating, right?
Yeah, right.
No, bring one little girl. So, Little Village, brah.
Little Village, that was stupid.
Never mind.
Yeah, never mind.
People don't support.
That's pretty stupid.
Especially with kids.
That's really
idiotic. That's really dumb.
Yeah.
That's Chinese for you. Chang, chinga, chang, ching, chang.
And then. With that said, the other runners up.
Yeah, people are like, hey, but no.
Yeah, they're like, hey, whoa. Yeah, happy days?
I don't know where that is.
While I have.
No, it must be happy. Is that the old Dakai, bro?
A lot of people go, what?
Is that the old, whatchamacallit?
Kamakiku, yes. Plenty of stuff goes down.
Plenty of gambling stuff in the back.
Plenty of stuff went
Pachinko,
down.
Pachinko, any kind. Run for the bloods.
Yep.
Run to there, bro. Run.
A lot of illegal activity.
J Dynasty, Ala Moana.
I hear mixed reaction to that place.
Yeah.
It's a high-end Chinese restaurant.
I think no Chinese restaurant should be high end.
No, because it's all cheap food, right?
Yeah, because you can die anyway.
Wow. How's that commercial?
Well, because it's unhealthy.
We are affordable food, because you know what? You're going to die anyway.
And then when you die, make sure you get the contract with Ige.
Ige's, bruh. Show your chicken.
Moving on to what the new people drink.
Okay, here we go. Here's what the
craft
Hollies.
Craft beer.
This is a Holly. So old Hollies, do they exist? Does an old Holly?
That's why one of the older brewing companies.
Maui Brewing.
Won.
And they beat out a friend of the show, Aloha Beer Company,
bro.
Shout out to Highbrow Room.
Yeah.
The Lord.
And the rest of the people down there, the Aloha Beer.
We did the tour on YouTube. Tour, bro. Yes. Check of the out. Brewery. They brew their own beer.
And in our book, they should be number one.
They were robbed, bro.
Kona Brewing
in
Kona. They're sweating over there.
They're sweating, eating Locomoco.
Locomoco.
Smoking, having sex.
In the beer.
Exactly. Just jump in the beer. All right. Custom cakes.
Do we care?
Cakeworks sucks, bro.
They do suck.
Cakeworks is dry. Okay.
And Cakeworks screwed my cake up.
There you go.
Yeah.
I went with a Cake Life. Cake Life, I recommend Cake Life
number
to the people.
One.
I had my cakes for the wedding. She kind of crazy, but that's all right.
Sleep time's all up. Boosting them up. Cake Life.
Diary of a Madman.
Yeah.
Cake Life.
She's listening to Grave Diggers.
No, but she's a digger.
Oh, the next one, number 12. Oh. We're getting problems on this one.
Number 12, the Diner Drive-In Dive category, which I guess means the best plate lunch, right? They don't have a plate lunch category.
Yeah.
Rainbow Drive-In yet again. They have a lot of ad money. They have a lot of marketing money. It goes all to this stupid award.
Listen to our past episodes. Rainbow Drive-In lose money. Gravy lose. They cannot make a list of local
trash.
Richie's number one.
Richie's best gravy. Best gravy category.
Best mixed plate.
Yeah.
Combination plate. L&L, never mind.
L&L.
Leaky, that doesn't even come in this category, technically.
Leaky don't count. Where's Bob's? You know, where's Mitsuken? Yeah. You're missing out a lot.
Driving, dive. They're like, they just squeezed it in. Diner, driving, dive.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Donut. Wow, look who won the donut.
Shocker. Dunkin' Donuts, bro.
Look who got the full page ad. Dunkin' Donuts, bro.
Thank you, Dunkin' Donuts. Yep. Forget it.
Yeah, look. And then look who got an ad under there. McDonald's.
McDonald's, guess they're coming
won
up.
Guess who won?
Yep.
Here we go.
Dunkin' Donuts, best donut, obviously.
Ah, get out of here.
Rubbish. Family dining, Zippy's, obviously.
My new donut, Perv Donuts, there bruh. Local bratas, bartenders in the scene, changing their life around, got saved.
I get to go.
It's good.
Yeah,
good.
I gotta get there.
I say it's good, bruh.
I gotta love get the there. Donuts.
Little expensive because it's gourmet, but Perv Donuts. Good bratas out there.
They look like some interesting donuts.
No, bro. They're great.
That's how donuts should be. It always kind of weird kind of stuff.
You should just have the good cheap donuts, and you should have the, you know, that
fancy. The unique dance. Ones. Yeah. Yes.
Dunkin' Donuts, bro. Unless you watch me our show.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee waste time. Oh, I'll tell you that right now. Time. Shout out to that coffee.
Anyway, family dining.
Zippy's, obviously.
Big City Diner.
I CPK.
Would take CPK over all of that.
Okay, factoid on CPK. CPK Kahala Mall, the number one CPK in America.
Wow.
No joke, true story.
Hawaii people love CPK.
The
Chinese
love CPK.
Beverly Hills love CPK.
Chinese Beverly Hills, Kahala, they all want to go and wait in line, get the buzzer.
Me.
You going to be next in line, so you go Radio Shack.
Yeah.
Going go to Factory. Yum Yum Tree.
Look at the flood inside that kind of movie theater.
Look in the movie. Go see the ghost in the bathroom.
Say hi to the ghost. That I
tell the ghost. Story. You like join us? We get table for four. You don't need spot. You ghost.
You don't even need seat.
Forget it. California Pizza Kitchen. I haven't been there in years. Fast food.
Of course.
Of course, McDonald's wins because what does McDonald's have? Senior coffee, bro.
There you go, bro. And guess what? Get refills.
Yes. Jack in the Box, never mind. I'm surprised Jack in the Box made it to runner-up.
Yeah.
Old people don't go to Jack in the Box, right?
Old people eat the coffee, bro.
Yeah.
I'll be in McDonald's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Bro, did you get coffee?
They love it.
And they've been in there since 7.
The son taking the dad.
Yeah.
The son is like 60.
Yeah.
The dad is like 90.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're hanging out at McDonald's for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Drinking coffee.
By one cup, man.
One cup. You take sip? Cheryl. Okay, I take sip. How many sips you get?
I don't like cream.
If I take 3 sips, you take 4? Cream or what?
Do you feel?
Let's
like,
go.
Make like. Okay, Filipino food.
Here's the one.
Your favorite and mine.
This is the main event. Anywhere. Filipino food. Okay, now I haven't eaten at any of these.
That's a problem with this right here.
Okay, you gotta go tell me this whole thing because I know nothing about this.
First of all, I'm not the best representative of my Filipino culture.
Well.
I just want to give that preface.
All right.
But Max's should not be up there, bruh. It should be Elena's Thelma's.
Really?
Max's is the mainstream.
Okay.
Max's is like the McDonald's and the Dunkin' Donuts of Filipino food.
Got it. Here's a question for you since you're part Filipino.
Yes. I try my best.
What's the deal with Filipinos and fried chicken?
Bro, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, but why is that?
Filipinos is the African Americans of the Pacific, bro.
Is it really?
Bro, look at the way we dressed back in the day.
Well, okay.
We could get away with it. It's the same thing that the brothers wore.
Well, because Jollibee's, granted, it's a fast food chain and
whatever.
But they're touting, okay, you get fried chicken and spaghetti.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing in the Philippines. Is that a thing?
I didn't know it was a thing until I ate Jollibee's in the Bay Area and all. And everybody kept saying, all my Filipino people, brethren and sisters, like, oh, but I gotta eat Jollibee's, you know, fried chicken, spaghetti. And I'm like, oh.
Well,
but I would eat fried chicken and spaghetti at Zippy's all the time.
Correct. I would as well. But then the ad for Max's has a fried chicken. So I'm just saying, why? Max, look at this, 70 years of serving its famous fried chicken recipe.
See, that's interesting because they say Filipino food, it should not be fried chicken.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm confused. Okay.
Should be
adobo.
Adobo. Oh, adobo should be right there.
Right. Yeah. So that's why me being of Haole Japanese descent,
right.
I am confused.
Yeah.
Why?
It's confusing. That means they Haoleified it.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
So
clearly,
if you're in brother, if you're in Haole, if you're in local, narrate Filipino food, and you see 70 years of fried chicken, who is not gonna go get fried chicken?
Correct.
Right.
Right.
So you go there, you better get the chocolate meat, which I don't eat. Sorry.
The chocolate meat.
Yeah.
Oh. Interesting. Sweet and savory.
Chocolate blood meat.
Chocolate blood.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That could be something. Huh?
Yeah.
Sweet and savory.
Yeah. And balut. Dog. Sorry.
We're offending someone.
Hey, that's Luzmani, bro. Nah, we did good. Fish market. Ooh, this is controversial, bro.
Tamashiro market did have the case of.
Bro.
Hep A.
So that's why they probably paid them off.
Give us
public
give us
opinion.
It right? waned. It waned.
Yeah.
So that's why there's
Nico's,
that.
Yeah, it's okay. Nico's is cool. Tanioka's, I love Tanioka's, bro. The poke is awesome.
Tanioka's is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, so that was
all. I'm not sure it's good. I never ate there in a while.
I've never eaten there. Fish market, I mean, well.
Right.
It would be the place to go in town. So.
Yeah.
And Nico's is a restaurant.
Really. Yeah, it don't count.
So.
Ahi Assassins, maybe.
Fish there you market. Go, Ahi Assassins, yeah.
Right down the street. Okay, shout out.
Here's a waste time one. Food truck. Here's the thing. Giovanni's wins this. We just right. talked about recently.
I just went there on Sunday too.
Really?
Yeah.
Traitor?
Sorry.
But it's just overrated, bro.
It is overrated, but the bun was good, bro. I can't lie.
I mean, shrimp
garlic truck. On top of the rice. Oh.
But that's not Giovanni's invention.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, you got a ton of shrimp trucks out there.
Yeah.
Food trucks in general are overrated.
They are.
I mean, it's like the food isn't any top quality of anything. It's just food made out of a truck.
Right.
Eat the street, waste time, bro. You're waiting in line to get something that you could easily make with a toaster oven and some Love's Bakery bread. Okay?
Plug.
Forget it, all right?
Forget about it, Dave.
There's only one food truck that is dear to my heart.
What is that, bro?
And that is the food truck that will showcase on Terrace House, bro. Punch Boru, Lunch Wagon. Coffee, Punch Boru Coffee.
Wow.
Itadakimasu.
As mainstream as you can get.
Sugoi.
Did you even go?
I want to go. He's in Kakaako right now. Well, Eric.
Of course.
Eric the douchebag. Eric the douchebag runs Punch Bowl Coffee.
Of course he's in Kakaako.
And he was at UH during school.
Right.
But now school's out. He is in. And I implore all my fellow Terrace House fans. I know each and every one of you, the 20 or so that are out there. Let's all take a field trip.
Oh, there's way more than 20.
I probably. Let's all go to see Punch Boru.
Punch Boru?
You got to watch this show.
I do. I take time on that one.
Your wife watched this show. She right. knows.
Yeah, she loves it. She's watching it right now.
There you go. So then we can go get your wife ready. We all go jump in the van. Go to Punch Boru. Dakimasu. Okay, next.
Yep. Fried chicken.
Comes back. Max's of Manila. Best fried chicken.
Even in the list.
Yeah. Who's the best?
Popeyes.
Look who's runner up.
Jollibee and KFC.
Jollibee's runner up.
Jollibee. It's confusing, huh?
Very confusing.
So why is it Max's in the fried chicken category?
Max's, who touts their famous fried chicken,
yeah.
wins Filipino food.
Fried chicken, bro. KJ's fried chicken. Kane Ohe. My favorite, bro. I would eat that right now.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Then there's always the spot in Wailua, if it's the name.
Oh,
all the locals know what's up with that.
There's Maui Mike's. But that's rotisserie chicken, sorry. But there is Itchy Butt, which it's kind of a debated whether people like Itchy Butt chicken or not, because they use the cheap chicken.
Yeah.
They use the one that you get frozen at Times Market. They kind of get just bones.
But people...
You know, it's all just bone.
Yeah, just bone.
Shout out, just bone.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else is fried chicken? Who else makes fried... There's Patele's on School Street.
Oh, I read that.
You ever been there?
No, okay, I never
been there. It's a place on School Street, Pas Helena's, all that. They make Patele's. Sorry, huh? They make...
Patele's and fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Bro, and the Patele's fried chicken is good. Patele's and fried chicken, bro.
Right.
That's heart attack waiting to happen.
Okay, so before everybody tells me, shut up, you howley, go to Patele's, School Street, fried chicken.
Wow.
And it's pretty good. I remember this.
Wow. That's crazy.
I just was driving on School Street, and I saw a big sign said Patele's, and I was like, okay, I haven't had Patele in a while.
Right.
Beep. I had some time off. And I went, and I got it, and they fried chicken.
So did you get a Patele and fried chicken?
Yeah.
Oh. So what, you felt like five times slower after that?
I like a sleeper, yeah.
Started seeing double vision and stuff.
Yeah, double vision. I drive wavy lines.
Through the street dialysis, huh?
Exactly.
Why not? You're not that bad.
I could ask the old people for coffee. Maybe that'll help me.
Oh, hey, that's what they do. They equalize the coffee.
Equalizer, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, anyway.
All right. Woo. Continuing on. We got millions
you
more.
You guys thought you knew him. Number 20, frozen yogurt. Are you a frozen yogurt?
Not at all.
And TCBY is not on this list.
Nope.
Because closed down already.
Yep. Menchie's one. Yeah. Menchie's yet again.
Yeah, Menchie's.
Menchie's is a rip. You're going to go in there. You're going to get vanilla or chocolate or whatever, and then you're going to put like a ton of crap on it just to justify, look at what I'm getting, everybody. It's just a bunch of crap.
So you go to eat frozen yogurt because it's a dietary thing.
Yeah.
But they end up throwing freaking Oreos, chocolate
Snickers,
syrup,
MSG,
paprika,
beer,
egg.
Yeah. Locomoco.
Locomoco and Menchie's.
Gravy and Menchie's.
Loco, everything.
Right? It's a rip. Overrated.
Hamburgers. Ooh, this is a rough one, bro.
Oh, hamburgers. What we got?
Okay, here we go. Hamburgers. Teddy's Bigger Burger.
The rebranded Teddy's Bigger Burger.
Which is... Okay, I don't want to offend anybody, okay? I don't know who made it. But the rebranding is terrible.
Yeah, what are they trying to do with that rebrand?
That logo is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
They're trying to make themselves look kind of like a mainland...
But it doesn't make me want to eat a burger?
No.
It has nothing... It doesn't give me that visual signal of burgers.
No.
Right when you make logos, it's going to have to evoke a feeling. It's going to have to evoke burgers. Because you make burgers. It doesn't look like any of that. So whoever they pay to do that,
yeah,
come see me. I got Spell. I got Matt Tapia. I got all these brothers that will do it for you. We'll work out a price, you know. Get the local people right.
You heard of Teddy's?
Teddy's.
You heard of Ted?
Ted.
Not Ted.
Ted Nugent.
Or Ted, Crackhead Ted.
Yeah.
Shout out to wherever he's at, Brother Davey. Yeah. Chubby's Burgers and W&M.
I've never ate Chubby's, but I've seen so many people post up.
Yeah, a lot of people eat that. I've never had that either.
We'll leave that for judgment. I gotta go eat there.
Okay, and then
W&M Burger, brah.
No.
I like W&M.
Is W&M Burger a Maze Patty?
No, they make it.
They do make this burger?
If you look in the back and you watch them, yeah. It's not a maze.
This is in Punahou Carnival Burger?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Okay, Hawaiian food.
Oh,
huh?
Bro.
This one is...
Bro, I'm mad at this already, bro.
Look who won Hawaiian food.
Oh, bro. And look at the picture they use.
Yeah.
That is the worst place to eat Hawaiian food.
Yeah.
Bro.
Highway Inn, one.
I'm mad.
Highway Inn.
And the Kaka'ako one.
Yeah. They show Highway a picture
in.
Of Kaka'ako.
Waipahu Highway Inn. You go nowhere else, people. That's the only one that matters.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Highway Inn. Not trying to cock block no business. But that Highway Inn in Kaka'ako is purified, howlified, lose money-ified.
Waste time. Clearly.
But you go to Waipahu.
Yeah.
You go over there, see the local people.
Yeah.
And that's where you get your authentic wine.
No Helena's in this list.
Exactly.
Laverne's and Young's Fish Market.
Yeah, that should go.
Young's Fish Market, not a fan.
Yeah, it's okay.
The Pipikala waste time.
It's okay, yeah. I'd say it's okay. I mean,
Helena's Pipikala.
I'm not mad at that. Highway Inn, but if you're going to win first place, got to be Waipahu. Never mind the hipster one in Kaka'ako.
Come on, people. Okay.
But if the old grandma not sweating on your lao lao, then the thing is not authentic.
It adds an extra salt.
If the cook
salt.
Is not bigger than brother is, then right. I don't know, bro.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
If they don't help you at the front and not talking pigeon to you, what'd you like?
Right.
I don't know if that's a Hawaiian food restaurant, bro.
Right. You don't want somebody coming up to you, hi, welcome to Highway Inn.
Hi, well, yeah, welcome to Highway Inn.
Want some luau?
In 5 minutes.
Is this you want some luau?
Like Helena's, you go in there, you don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
It's all crowded, right? Everybody waiting outside, all mad because they waited for 1 hour. You go up to the front. Oh, how long take, Anthony? Oh, me like 1 hour. Like, oh, for real.
And I like going there by myself because I always get outed because I'm the only Holly-looking guy in there. So when the auntie is up at the cashier and he's like, "You've been here before. You know what kind of food we get?" Oh yeah. Every time I go there,
but you look like a kooky Holly, dude.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, I don't. Oh, thanks.
I wouldn't think you'd be like you've never been here before.
No, but they ask me that every time. Goes, "Oh, you know what you like? Get you need help with the menu." I'm like, no.
Hey, you know, can I help the Japanese ladies, bro?
I'm only light skinned guy in there, and it's just I like it.
Oh, bro, yeah.
I like eating there by myself.
They're not even in here, though. That's
and they're not even in here. Yes, yeah. So horrible.
Anyway,
speaking of Hollies,
yeah,
the health food store.
Hey, which one are you, know, Jay Dilla? Let's go
down to earth. Well, you know, I used to work there. Kukua Market is the only local kind of whole food. It's a co-op.
Both down the street, both of those guys.
Yes. Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Taking over the island,
one,
bro.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ka'alui, Kaka'ako, Kailua, Kahala.
All the K's, bro.
K.
There you go. Yeah. Good thing they got that fort location.
Woo! You just dodged a bullet there.
Oh, shit. And then we got Healthy Restaurant, which do they exist?
High Blend, I've never been there.
Nobody's been there.
Nalo, yeah.
I Love Nalo. You been there?
No, but they should be number one because it's in Nalo.
Well, the spot is just down the street from you. That's right, good stuff.
Yeah.
The juice. That one is a non-factor category.
Okay.
Okay, hot pot. I don't eat that.
Go. Hot pot. Oh, you eat hot? Oh, you know, that's right. You don't like cooking stuff.
I don't eat that Korean stuff, bro.
Right here. Ichirikiri. I agree, bro. Good stuff. We go there all the time.
I'm not cooking my own food. I'm not cooking my food when I go out.
Sorry. Yeah, true. Ichirikiri. Big up Ichirikiri. I agree. My number one agree.
Okay.
First time agreeing. Yeah. Irish pub. Are you Irish?
Nope. I'm not part of House of Pain.
Irish eyes are smiling. I have no one this. We'll move on. Congratulations.
Great. Shepherd's Murphy's. Pie for the win, bro.
Murphy's because they support UH Sports.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, sure, why not?
That's always going to win. I can't fathom Murphy's not winning the
Kelly
Irish
O'Neill
pub.
O'Toole's.
That's only three on the island.
Do you know any Irish people? True Irish people.
Oh, not any of those guys.
Okay.
No.
Neither do I.
I mean, quite frankly.
Ooh, okay.
Really? Italian food. This is a controversial topic for Hawaii because everybody always says there's no good Italian food in Hawaii.
And then once the kind shut down, what is the piece of work? God, Spaghetti Factory.
Everybody pissed off.
Everybody mad. Now there's no more food left.
Yeah. Well, they reopened.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, Aloha Tower.
Oh.
They're back. Spaghetti Factory's up and running, bro.
Buy all the cops, bro.
That's right.
Soda.
They're up and running. But Arancino won. They got three locations.
I've never eaten it.
The only thing good at Arancino is the uni pasta. That's it. That's what all the people buy.
Break that down.
Everybody like them. Take notes. Let's go.
Okay.
Then Japanese food.
This is a rough one, bro.
This is another one. Rough one. Gyotaku.
Old people love gyotaku. Love gyotaku.
I can't stand gyotaku. Rubbish. Okay, rubbish. Okay. Little compartments for little nishime. Little over there. Put some nori over there, furikake over there, little compartments. Forget it.
It's like the highway in of Japanese food.
Forget it. You know that used to be Suihiro back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Which I had my first birthday party at.
Hey, wow.
At Suihiro, which became Yotaku, which I'm now bad mouthing now. See how things come in full circle?
Sorry, Japanese.
Let's go. All right, this keeps on coming.
Teppanyaki, finally an Asian guy.
Finally, he's on fire.
Tanaka, Tokyo, Benihana, Kobe, all the same.
It's the same every year.
Glad we agree on something.
Okay, Korean food. I don't need it.
Korean food.
I don't need Gina's.
Young's barbecue, bruh.
Forget it.
And Aya. Sorry. Sleep over.
Well, what one? Yummies. Yummy Korean barbecue one. Korean food.
Nah,
forget it. Late night eatery. Of course, it's
gotta
be.
You should ask the Korean food people next door. John from Chuis.
John is never there, bruh.
King from Korea.
Well, he might be in Korea right now because we never see him.
Yes.
He's never open.
Yeah, ghost.
He's going to be coming soon. Okay. Late night eatery, of course.
Of course.
It's got to be Sonoya's. No, it's not.
No. Nope.
It's Zippy's.
Saishin Inn, what time do they close?
They're not late night. They close like 11.
So this wrong. Mac
That's
24
wrong.
And
Mac 24 is trash.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Mac 24 is trash. That Zippy's. Pancake, trash.
Yeah.
Zippy's, Sonoya's.
Sonoya's, yeah.
Still dear to me. Sonoya's. And then, you know... Runner up for that one, the vending machines at UH, that's not dead to me. If you want to reflect late night, if you want to really think about your life, you go to the vending machines at Campus Center, open 24 hours, brother. 2 in the morning, you go, you get the pizza, sandwich, you drink. Think it over.
Trouble to you, Roy.
Let's jump ahead.
Local chocolate store? Nobody knows. Nobody
knows. Let's go Manapua.
Local coffee brand, bro. Coffee. I'm going to pull an audible and say Ali Coffee Company for the win.
There you go. Surprise.
Manapua?
Libby's.
Yeah, understand.
Yeah, Charhong Sut. Charhong Sut, good stop. Yeah, Royal Kitchen.
Very good.
That's a good lineup.
All three lineup. Good.
Good lineup. Let's go. Mexican.
Okay, here we go.
Los Chaparros, down the street from here, bro.
I never ate there yet.
It's right over here.
It's good?
It's a block away, yes. Good Mexican people in there.
Hey, Mexico. I'm sorry, Mexico, but on the real.
Mexico's trash.
Overrated.
No. No.
I know people mad, bruh.
No. Mexico's.
I can't front.
Who likes Mexico?
It's overrated.
I like the country, Mexico.
People love. Oh, yeah.
But people like Mexico.
People like Mexico.
Bring them. Let's step to the roll. Let's talk to these people. It's trash.
Bruh, it's not that good, people. No. Why do you guys make parties there? I go to a party there 2 times a year.
Why? Who are these people? These are not your friends.
Ask me, bruh.
Azteca, shout out. There was a former high school colleague.
Hey, Kalani represent.
Kalani represent.
Mochi, okay, Japanese guy. Mochi,
you make them at home. Okay, you go Sakai and Company, Mochi. Hey, best Mochi on the island, bro. Never mind, it's Nishiro, Fujiya, Minamoto, Ajinomoto. Okay. Forget it. Miyamoto, forget it.
Okazuya. Bless you.
Fukuya's, bro. You got it. Fukuya's, you get little things. Because Japanese people, they're like little things.
Yeah, they do like little things.
So you get the little musubi, the hot dog,
little
chicken,
little
kawaii,
little pump.
Forget it. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
Outdoor patio dining. Oh, we'll get over that.
Poke,
stuff.
Best poke.
Wait, pho. Do you like pho?
I do not.
That's right, you don't like pho.
I don't need that kind of salty water, bro.
But pho, 9 Dragons, bro, in the kind. In Pro Kind. Right next to Old Town Records and Jellies.
Okay, right.
Kulong, number one. Sorry, phone number one.
Forget
You're
it.
Not number one. But brilliant to name yourself number one.
Poll number one, P545.
Pie, never mind.
Ted's Bakery.
Yeah. Best pizza.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Where's their ad, bro?
The
Where's
best pizza in Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness, bro.
It's California Pizza Kitchen. Let that sink into you right now. Let yourself absorb that answer. The old people voted California Pizza's Kitchen.
Because you know why? It's from California.
It's from California. Local people love California. It's close to Vegas.
Yeah, close. You can drive 4 hours.
People love to go in there. They like to get to wait in the line, get the buzzer,
yeah,
go to Kahala Mall, yeah, eat over there.
Then they go drive Pearl Reef, eat over there.
Horrible. And then runner-up, Boston's. Okay, yeah. They kind of redeemed themselves there.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut, number three. No J.J. Dolan's. No Brick Fire Tavern.
Yeah,
no the kind of Venus Lounge pizza.
Yeah.
Come on. Forget it. Shout out Clitoris. He is the owner of the district. And he owns Venus Lounge. Well, it's not called Venus Lounge.
Yeah.
What's the pizza place called now? Wood Fire Tavern or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Formerly Venus Lounge.
Pizza place.
Good pizza, bro. Forget it. Okay, what else we got? Let's go.
Poke. Una, number one. It's good, but not number one.
Not number one.
Tamuro's and Tanioka's. I can deal with that.
Here we go. Romantic restaurant. Let's go. Michelle's. Are you a fan of Michelle's? It's old people. The old people love Michelle.
It's by the ocean.
It's
right?
By the water. Anything with a view.
It's romantic now. You know,
it's a view.
I don't know if kids know, like, if you're 19 years old, take a date out.
You know, Spaghetti Factory.
But I think Michelle's is good.
Michelle's is good.
She go for romantic.
Well, people go for the view. Like 53 by the Sea is for the view. Yeah, That's the former John Domino's. High Steakhouse is a traditional old people like.
High Steakhouse
looks like a library. And then, of course, we have Audie Kimura is there, bro.
Oh.
We are friends.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to tell when one begins and the other ends.
Fantastic. Okay.
Wait, you need to talk about ramen, Simon, udon. Hope you cannot. Wait. Oh. I'm mad at this.
Ramen.
Star advertiser. Ramen. Different from Simon, different from udon.
Yeah, that's true.
You cannot throw them all in one.
It's one category. Ramen, Simon, and udon.
You gotta do ramen and Simon.
How stupid
is that?
You can't
get rid of pressed juice.
Oh.
You get rid of that. Nobody cares.
Nobody drinks pressed juice.
But in Hawaii, everybody eat ramen and Simon.
Oh, rubbish. You know, this might have to be a two-parter here. Okay, let's here we go. Let's go to some other non-food stuff because we're getting pissed off.
Here we go. Yeah, man.
First of all, we got one more steak. Best steakhouse. Ruth Chris, one.
Yeah.
That's consistent.
We didn't do Shave Ice, though.
Well, Shave Ice is Matsumoto's, of course, because everybody loves that because it's the tourist place.
Ice Palace. Please.
Then you got, best Spam Musubi, of course.
Oh, God.
7-Eleven wins every year. The best Spam Musubi. When a tourist comes to Hawaii, everyone listening,
right,
and they want to ask, what's a local food? You take them to the best. You take them to 7-Eleven, bro. Hawaii people, you guys are really out of your heads. Okay, best sushi.
Hey.
Sushi E1, finally, not Genki. Genki finally got dethroned. Finally.
One day, when I sell enough shirts, I will go to Sushi E.
You gotta go there, bro.
I will eat all I want.
Sushi E is great. It's right in Keomoku, Samsung Plaza.
You have my PayPal account.
Everybody smoking cigarette outside. All the Koreans, they smoke cigarette. Because Cafe Gangnam's right there.
Yeah,
Michaela's probably over there.
It's over there. Ain't all right. Just tell him you know me.
Yeah. Okay, retail. Best local clothing brand.
Oh, wait, who won that?
You ready?
Wait, what page is that?
You ready? It's on page 58 in your guide.
Here we go.
Page 58.
57.
Best local clothing brand 58. Is the winner. Town and Country Surf Designs, yet again.
Wow.
Winning. Runner-up, Hawaii's Finest.
Wow.
How about that?
Hey, local.
Second is Trades Hawaii. What is Trades Hawaii?
I think I follow them on Instagram, but I don't think they should be best local.
What do they
best make? Local clothing brand, I will give it to Hawaii's Finest, brah.
Yeah.
They represent locals.
Yes.
Yeah.
TNC is just too corporate already.
TNC, no can.
After Thriller Gorilla left and all, Joe Cool, no need.
Yeah, already.
Yeah. Here we go. Wow. So, here's one that's kind of dear to us because we talk about a show that they sponsor.
Okay.
Best office school supply store. Fisher Hawaii, bruh. The store, I say to everybody, ain't nobody buying anything from Fisher Hawaii, okay? There is not a guy walking in there buying composition book.
Actually, I need to buy a binding.
Marsh pen. You go to Long's, bruh. No one is going. When's the last time you went to Fisher Hawaii?
About a month ago.
What did you buy?
I bought pens. I bought envelopes. I bought some packing supplies.
All that stuff could be bought at Long's
No,
Drugs.
Bro. Fisher is good, bro. We're going to have to disagree to disagree.
They sponsor It's Academic Hawaii.
Oh, hey.
That is why if anybody's caught It's our It's Academic Hawaii Instagram Live, they show the commercials of Fisher Hawaii. And I implore anybody out there watching, do you shop at Fisher Hawaii? How many composition books do you need? How many lamps do you need? How many desk chairs do you need?
It's the best place for office stuff.
For paper?
Yeah, bro. You're from paper. Franklin.
Just type it online. Email them, bro. Here you go. Grocery store. Where do you shop for groceries? I unveil the answer to you.
That's good.
That's a good answer.
Times.
That's a good answer. Okay, Times.
Fulan.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go everywhere. Okay.
Times,
the winner.
Fulan, Costco.
Of 2018, Foodland.
All right.
Best grocery store. I used to work
locally
there.
Locally owned.
It is locally
owned.
Thank
you for working there. You helped me out many a time.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Runner up, Don Quixote.
Hey, bro. Yeah, I'll go there.
You do?
The produce is not the freshest. You know, questionable about worms coming out of your
It's like week old
potatoes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but besides that, bro, plenty good Japanese products.
Okay.
Dollar bin.
I cannot go there. It's too chaotic for me.
It is, yeah.
It's too chaotic.
Bro, if you get too much anxiety, stuff. I don't know, bro. You can't walk at the doctor. Yeah.
Times Market, also runner up, is that?
Times can.
Okay, here we go. Speaking of dead people in Make.
Oh.
Best funeral mortuary.
All right, bro.
There's actual a category.
Nililani, bro.
That is correct.
Hey, I got it. Hey.
Yes. Runner up, Ballard Family. I don't know what
that is.
And Hosoi Garden. Shout out Krishna Soy.
Krishna Soy.
Rocket Air. Christ Air.
Go comb your hair.
Yes. Japan Air.
That's on right. It.
That's right.
Oh, shout out Johnny Red.
Only us two gonna know these references right now. Best gas station.
What?
I'm not making this up, everyone. They actually have a category. Vote for your best. Who gives you the best gas?
Chevron. Right?
They're not on there. Who gives you the best gas?
Tesoro.
They're not on there.
Wait, who? Aloha.
They're not on there.
Who else gets gas then? Costco.
They're not on there.
Who else giving us gas then?
76 Hawaii.
Oh, God.
Best gas. Runner up, Hele. Third, Texaco.
It's probably all the same company, huh?
Probably.
Yeah, you know.
You know, Danny Kalikini used to own Aloha Gas.
I remember you telling us that. You think he cashed out on that thing? You think he made loot?
Aloha's the only way.
You think he made money, though?
He had to.
Right?
He used to invest in Wendy's, and then he moved from Wendy's to Aloha Gas.
Ah, Danny, bro, you could get him on the show, bro.
He's still alive.
Mr. Aloha.
He's still alive.
Hey, it's Danny Kalekini.
That'd be great.
It's Aloha Fried. Or it's Kimo. Kimo
Aloha.
Kimo sang Aloha Fried.
Yes.
Yeah, but bring both of those guys.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be great.
Not at the same time. I don't think it handled that much Hawaiian.
Dueling Hawaiians.
Like dueling banjos.
Yeah, right. Like the dueling pianos, right? You'd have the dueling pianos. You'd have the dueling Hawaiians.
You know, bro, this place would turn into, bro, all the Hawaiian elites. The night matches can come over here. Right. Studio audience.
Right.
You get Danny Kalekini and Kimo Kahuano in this place.
Battle.
Night matches coming.
Right.
From all islands. Pele. Can bust through the ground.
Right.
Oh, what's up, Hawaiians?
They would have a sing battle.
Oh.
Who can say aloha better?
Aloha.
Danny Kalekini, go. Aloha. Kimo Kahuano, go. Aloha.
And then make the night matches and Pele vote.
And then they vote. They put their hand up like that.
Can we see you?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
We'll be able to tally the votes of the night marchers because we won't see them.
And what if the night marchers get 50-50 vote, bro? I don't like die.
Then we need Billy V to break it
up. No, then Pele going to be the deciding vote.
Pele will
she
be
She come out bossing King Street. And look at me. I look at her. She look at me. She look at you. Say, what's going on with you? Then look back at me.
Yeah. Then she's going to shoot lava into my thigh. And then I'm done. And then she's going to look back at you. And then that's it.
Say, what's up, boy? What you doing with that guy? Yeah, it's my friend. Okay, shoot. Then they're going to heal you, bro.
Hopefully. I don't know.
And then she going to vote. Who said the best
aloha? The buck
aloha.
Stops here with Pele. Yeah.
Wow, the best aloha. That's, bro, I'm the real, bro. Even though you're freestyling this, that's a great idea.
We'll have agents call agents.
But no more legendary alohas than those two buggers right there.
There's never been an aloha battle.
Oh, I think we're onto something.
If anyone knows any of these people, please give us a call or message the show.
That's like the pinnacle of all local podcasts.
Sleeptimes Over at Gmail.
Right.
message us on IG. Battle
of Aloha. Carol Kai calls and we never mind.
Yeah.
Hang him up.
Carol Kai calls up, shut up.
She might come and not even tell Brother Danny them to come. She would be, oh, you guys wanted them. I can come first.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, we're closing this out. Here you go. Best internet.
Poll.
Now,
okay.
Who gives you good internet? Is your internet strong at home?
Hointel? Nope. I'm overdue on my bill, but thanks. They're number one in my bill.
Oh, you didn't hear that, Hointel.
I got to pay my bill now.
Spectrum wins. For the lack of, there's only Spectrum and Hawaiiantel.
Yeah, so who's number two?
Hawaiiantel. What stupid category is this? Like, who? What? Come on. All right, now we're going to get controversial.
Oh,
we're going to end with this one, controversial.
Okay.
Best bar.
Oh.
Now, as you know, if you've been following this show for the years it's been on,
bro.
I frequent bars.
Okay.
I've gone to many. We've had our show at bars.
Yes.
Pine and Jigger, we did the show at.
Yeah.
We did the show at Square Barrels.
Yeah.
We did the show at Highbrow Room.
Yeah.
Best bar in Hawaii based off of the old people and advertiser is.
Let me guess. Old people, best bar. But I don't know. Old people go drink beers.
Correct. But the old people picked Sky Waikiki.
Oh, I don't even...
Sky Waikiki, ladies and gentlemen.
Sky Waikiki.
Best bar.
Best bar in Hawaii is Sky Waikiki.
A bar that's not really a bar. It is a nightclub mostly. Pretty much 90% Haole. 90% FOB because it's in Waikiki, tourists. It's not even remotely a bar setting. One for best bar in July.
Wow, talk about anticlimactic for ending the show on our anniversary. Okay, runner-ups.
Bar 35, which is a bar people only really go to if DJ Logo's DJing.
Yeah.
Or if they want to just go and not be seen because it's really dark in there.
Okay.
And three, I can understand it. The official bar of our Houston Rockets of July, because the owner of the Houston Rockets also owns this bar. Mai Tais. Turn right around.
I thought Mai Tais would be number one.
Yeah. I thought Mai Tais would be number one.
Wow, bro.
Mai Tais lost to Sky Waikiki.
Wow, Mai Tais, how you feel about that?
Yeah.
Bring any of your representatives on, especially the guy from Houston.
Well, what I have to say... Well... Because it's all the local waitress girls.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
I don't know if this pertains.
Well,
that's somebody else.
Wow.
So I'm going to have to message.
Debbie Downer right now.
I'm going to have to message the owner of the Houston Rockets, Tillman Fertitta is his name.
Oh, Fertitta's.
Fertitta Furtado.
Yeah. Nelly.
Turn out the lights.
Turn it off, baby. Just like this show. Turn it off already.
Shut it down.
Plug it in. Plug them out. Smoke them in. Smoke them out.
So there you have it.
That's it.
That's our.
Well, we can't do any reviews.
Hawaii's best. This show has been 3 hours.
3 hours. Right now we're on, a long time.
We're an hour.
Yeah, the computer says, hey, knock it off. Shut it off.
Shut it all down.
So if you want to go and see the other winners, the other people, and yell at a camera like us.
You can go online.
Yeah, you can go online.
I think so. You can't vote online, but you can look at this online.
Okay, good. Cool.
As we look at this right now, I'm sure you can. StarAdvisor.com, whatever. Send them whatever.
Sleep time's over. Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, and that is our third annual Hawaii's Best 2018.
For our second anniversary.
For our second anniversary.
Of Sleep Time's Over.
Yeah.
We made it.
Thank you guys.
Thank you all.
Our sponsors, Earl Kaiwaki, Honolulu Club, 7th floor. If you don't know where that is.
Forget it.
It's on that floor. And shout out to Square Barrels.
Shout out to Square Barrels.
Columbus, Hawaii, Sakai Bakery and Company.
That is correct.
Light Sleepers. And everybody out there that supports.
Thank you
all. Follow us on iTunes. Follow us on Podomatic. Shout out to Podomatic. Follow us on Google Play. YouTube. We got video clips up there.
Yes.
Like it. Comment. Subscribe on everything.
Patreon.
Patreon. Support. The more you support us, the more we can give you good things for this next and third year.
Trying to keep this show running. That's all we're doing.
And be on the lookout for our 1 year anniversary as well as our dinner.
Yes, we got the 2 year anniversary.
2 year anniversary. Dinner. My bad.
Special dinner. 2 year anniversary party. New shirt is coming soon.
Tommy.
There's a new shirt coming, brah. New Sleep Time's Over shirt.
Yes.
And that's it.
That's it.
Happy 2 years.
Hey, happy 2 years. Hey, high five.
There you go. Okay.
Sleep Time's Over. Captain Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. season 8, episode 6.
6, yes.
Woo, second anniversary.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.